Good evening and welcome to the Hipster Podcast with me, Rabbi Simcha, and our producer, Rebbetzin Sherry Barkley, on the levels, on the monitors.
Hello, shalom.
So, Sherry, in the last episode, we had a conversation that has been raging all over the interwebs, and we discussed the famed mid-90s movie, Reality Bites.
We did.
And we asked the cutting and controversial question, was Winona Ryder right to choose Ethan Hawke, my guests are millennials. Don't even know what I'm talking about right now. We'll get to them in a second. Was Winona right to choose Ethan Hawke and not choose Ben Stiller? Right, Sherry, remember?
Yeah, did we have feedback
we
on
got,
this?
They went completely viral. It was hashtags. I got mail by the sackloads. And by the sackloads, I mean one person. Asia Cohen in Teaneck, New Jersey said, quote verbatim, that was great. So I want to thank Asia, our listener in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Have a feeling she's on Team Stiller.
I think she is. I think she is. Also, Sherry, you'd be pleased, surprised, and enamored to know that the Hipster Podcast has gone beyond the pond and is now in the UK. We have listeners over there, and we want to give it up to David Silvera in Manchester, England, who is a fan of the show. Sherry, say hello to David.
Shalom, David.
David actually got married to my neighbor, Joanne, right? And Joanne is now pregnant with twins. So wish David a mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, you got 43 years old. He's about to have twins. I don't know. I'm sorry, David, but that sounds hideous. But I'm sure it'll all work out. So David, mazel tov. I love you.
Says the guy who wrote The Case for Children.
Says the guy that wrote The Case for Children. And quotes in chapter 6, Bill Cosby. America's dad. Who knew? Okay, moving swiftly on. Okay, so I am so blessed, honored, thrilled, and excited to have in... We are back in the RV, right, Sherry? The last episode,
so you can hear
we were
the
in
ambience.
Sherry's apartment. We're now in the RV trailer under the Bushwick... What train is this above us, Sherry?
The M train.
We are literally under... It smells like the M train. We are under the M train. And we have two incredible guests over here. We have in the RV, we have Shandy and Avrumi Bash.
Hello, woo, hello. Woo, 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 woo.
Say
Rabbi
hello.
Simcha, Rabbi Simcha. Hey, hello.
Sherry, I told you they were very giddy.
This RV, Rabbi Simcha, you're something else. Where did you find this RV?
Okay, we're going to get to the RV in a minute.
No. This smells amazing in here,
like,
and I want to go
M
on a
train.
Road trip.
It smells like the undercarriage of the M train. Okay, so Shandy and Avrumi. Avrumi,
yes.
I just want to put this out right away as we start the show. You are very much on the back burner. You are... Shandy's plus one.
That's right.
So
I just joined this.
You're just getting a free ride in a fancy RV over here.
Yes.
So you're going to be very much the co-guest. You are, you know, you're like, what's the word? You're the backseat passenger. So don't get giddy, Shandy.
I don't know how that's possible. He's the main event.
Not on this podcast, Shandy. You're the main event over here. Welcome, welcome. And I want to wish you, by the way, mazel tov, because you just graduated. In fact, not even yet. You just finished 5 long, hard years of architecture.
Yes. I don't remember a time where I wasn't doing architecture.
And Monday in Radio City Music Hall, I will be on stage.
Woo!
Bored out of my brains for the commencement where you will become an illustrious alumni of Pride Institute.
Very
mazel
exciting.
Tov.
Thank
By the
you.
Way, thank you for the tea.
You're welcome.
It's a good tea.
I know
thank
green
you.
Tea is your favorite.
Love green tea.
Great
okay,
tea.
So Shandy, let me tell you how you came on my sphere. Like many mothers of students, I don't think you even know this story. Like many mothers,
I think
of,
I'm gonna bury myself
of,
now.
Yeah, you may cringe right now. This is the point where you run out crying. So like many mothers of Pratt architecture students, you're not the first, you're not the last. Your mother called me. I think this was during your freshman year, and said, Rabbi Simcha. Sharon, it was Sharon at the time.
I'm Sharon.
Sharon's freaking out, okay? She's doing architecture, and I know that the amount of time, I think med school pales compared to what architecture students go through.
Yeah.
It is, and the dropout rate, I believe, freshman year is almost 30%.
I think so.
They push you to the edge, to the limit. All nighters are not like the extreme. All nighters are the norm in Higgins Hall. So that's how we met. Can you tell me a little bit about your decision to come to Pratt? And what's it like being an architecture student and reaching graduation?
My decision to come to Pratt, well, was based on my decision to do architecture. I kind of just decided one day while I was in Israel. I really always wanted to do music, but then I was like, I just don't think that it will work. Being a frum girl, I don't think I'll ever make money. And I know that a hobby, it will always be a hobby. Music will always be in my life. So I chose the architecture route because it's a creative world. It's somewhere where I can still, like, you know, have my creative outlets, but it's also a professional job. And I chose Pratt because it's in Brooklyn.
You knew what you were getting into? You knew exactly.
I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Well, you
must
have a strong work ethic because it's a lot.
Yeah, I
lot.
Actually had someone.
Your father's a developer, right? So you know architecture. You're
somewhat.
Right?
I didn't know like the academic aspect of architecture. And I had someone speak to me right before I started, telling me, "You will want to quit. Just don't quit till you're done the semester." And I think that's what kept me through, because I did want to quit. And then I commit.
But you that big time, right? We'll get to Avrami in a minute.
Quit or commit? Quit or commit?
Avrami is just self-censoring. He's holding back. We're going to get to Avrami. Okay,
it's really hard.
That I always tell Pratt students, I just tell them, finish the semester.
Yeah.
Whatever semester, make a decision at the end. And I usually find that once you've had that one semester, one at a time, that success under your belt, it gives you the motivation. And I think that's right.
Yeah.
You did it one step at a time.
That success, first of all, I totally took it one day at a time. I had like this calendar in my room where every day I would cross off a day. It was really,
you know,
really,
your mother
really
called
hard.
Me? Or I think I may have.
I know, and I it was hard. You know, I didn't want her to call you. But
everyone
she
calls
did.
Me.
Moms are
all
moms.
The mothers call me.
Yeah, so I got through it. I got through it. And
it's unbelievable.
And that first success, that first, like, when I finished my semester and I saw what I did and what I got through, I was like, I could do anything.
Can do anything. Mazel tov. Okay, and how did
Powerhouse Sharon right there, guys.
Look at this. You got a cheerleader over here.
How
did the thesis go?
My thesis was excellent. We got chosen for the Saturday reviews. I didn't go because I keep Shabbos. That was kind of hard, but you know what? That's
I
in the
spoke
past.
To the VP about that, by the way.
And what
you
say?
You may have broken the glass ceiling. I think next year it's not going to be on Shabbos.
I'm really happy
spoke
to hear
to the
that.
Vice President.
Wow.
Yep. I'm really happy to hear that.
Did I mention you guys are married? I don't think I even mentioned that. By the way, they're married. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay. You know what I want to talk about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to get that.
Sharon
okay.
kept telling
so,
me.
So
she already knows.
Sherry, you got to hear this story. Sherry, sit down.
Your
mind is about to be blown, okay? So all I know is Sharon goes to architecture, lives in Flatbush, freaking out.
Never shows up to like the
never
Jewish
shows up to
Pratt.
Anything Jewish.
I was way too
right.
busy.
I knew you were like a little bit Jewy because we have a friend in common, Chaya Block. Shout out to Chaya Block, who would always talk about Sharon. Go to Sharon's house. It's a lot of fun. She would always mention your parents and how much fun they are. Okay. So I knew you on the periphery. I also knew you through Jacob Goldman, our friend, the architect.
Yes.
So let me tell you, this is where it gets biblical. This is where Avrami comes in. Okay, Sherry, you got to hear this story. So Jacob Goldman, the architect, had an event in my gallery. He tells me, Sharon got engaged. She's having a L'chaim. You got to go. And I was like, I don't got to go anywhere. I'm tired, right? I barely know Sharon.
You hear this, Sharon?
I'm telling you like it is. I'm tired, Cherry.
I understand tired.
It's late. I don't really know her very well. She doesn't come to events. Why should I go to the engagement party? I believe in the ortho world, they call it vort or L'chaim.
Yes, yeah, so
okay.
Vort.
So there you go.
So what I love Cherry, about this podcast is the raw honesty.
It's about to get real honest, okay? So I drive over to the Kingsway Jewish Center, right? I wasn't in the mood to be there. I didn't want to be there, okay?
Thank you for coming through.
And then it got even worse, Sherry, because there's no parking. And I'm driving around, and I'm just in my head cursing out Sharon, okay? If Romy, I don't know the guy. I don't even like the guy at this point because I can't find parking, okay? Find parking. I think I think I parked on a pump. I got to be honest. Parked on a pump.
Sounds like New York.
I got the rabbi chaplain. It gets me out of a lot of tickets.
Ooh.
Okay. Thanks to my local senator for that. Okay. So I walk into Kingsway Jewish Center. You ready, Sherry? There's like 1,000 people there. No joke, right?
Yep, no joke.
There must have been 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like a high-end engagement party. You know when it's high-end because the names of the chosen and kala, the bride and groom, are embossed on the cookies. That's when you know it's next level, okay? Their names were... If my memory serves me right, you had a carving station, I think.
I don't recall.
I didn't see that.
I think you did.
We were too busy.
There was, I'm telling you, Sherry, carving stations.
Carving stations.
Chinese food.
I'm getting hungry now.
Their names were embossed, and it was like a who's who of the Jewish world. You listening, Sherry? Celebrities.
You should write books.
I have.
Writing books.
I've written 3 books.
But forget about Bill Cosby,
though. All right, so at this point, you're pretty glad that you're here.
I'm not even going there. I'm just like, who's Sharon? Right? And then I found out that Sharon is really Shandy. And Shandy is this superstar. She's on a stage, right? There's a stage. And Sharon, a.k.a. Shandy, is holding an electric guitar, right?
I'm like Hannah Montana, you know, like 2 names.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a rock
star. She's Hannah Montana.
Sometimes I'm just a regular college kid.
Sometimes she's Miley. And sometimes she's a... Hannah Montana over there, right? She's got a guitar in her hand. I don't know anything about her. She's playing the guitar. There's hundreds and hundreds of people giving it, you know. This guy over here, Rummy, he's on like a saxophone.
Yes.
A giant sax, like Bill Clinton, okay? We'll stop there.
Minus the sunglasses.
Minus everything else.
Okay.
So he's like Bill Clinton, and the whole room is singing... Shandy and Avrami.
Shandy and Avrami. Shandy and Avrami.
Became a theme song.
I'm like, what the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on?
I had no idea that you were both this. So.
So Avrami's a professional saxophone player.
Right? Unbelievable. Sherry, what do you think about this?
Shandy and Avrami. Shandy and Avrami. Yeah.
You got to see the video. It's next level. And that they're making music with spoons. You name it, they're playing it. It was absolutely, hands down.
Plate smashing.
It was
everything.
The greatest L'Chaim.
Yes.
It was the most iconic moment maybe in world history.
Oof.
Like, it was something. I have never been to a L'Chaim. I've never been to a wedding. I've never been to a Simcha. I'm serious. In my life that had so much love and so much energy as that room in that moment.
All right, so let's get to the story.
Okay.
I thought that was
that
the story.
That
no,
was
no,
the story.
We gotta do how you met and all
yeah,
this
yeah.
Other
how
stuff.
Do you meet? Who are you really? Where does and to get current, Sherry, they're now musicians and they make these incredible like songs together. They have like an Insta following of thousands. They got tens of thousands, hundreds, millions on YouTube.
Millions.
And they are superstars.
Billions
and
billions.
They've
billions.
Reached the crescendo being on the Hip Sid podcast.
That's it.
So, let's start with Avrami. Avrami, where did the music come from? Firstly, you're like the Jewish... I don't know.
Don't say Kenny G.
No, you're like the Jewish Sonny and Cher. Actually, it doesn't work because they got divorced. They got divorced,
yeah.
Right? Okay. They're like
yeah, we'll
the Jewish Ike and Tina Turner. It doesn't work because I think Ike beat up Tina. This podcast about to take a turn, unless there's something. Okay.
So,
Avrami, where does the music come from?
I got started in music very, very young. My mother got us a keyboard at like age 5. I was playing keyboard.
Really?
And she decided, all right, guys, you guys seem to be fiddling around a little bit. Do you guys want to take lessons at a specific instrument? I chose the flute. God, I don't know why, but I'm so thankful.
We are so different.
they took us to the store.
How old is it? You're age five?
I was at like 7 years old at this point.
You're 7 years old. You choose the flute.
Playing keyboard for 2 years. I choose the flute. The salesman is trying to convince me, take this flashy red guitar. Look at this drum set. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that shiny. And I want this nerdy, dinky flute. I don't know why. We buy it. I get home. I can't play the thing. It's so hard for a kid to play the flute. So challenging. For over a month, I couldn't make a sound on that instrument. After a year, my mother forced us, and before we bought the instruments, you got to commit to 1 year of lessons. You cannot quit before 1 year. If you don't like the instrument, you finish your 1 year of lessons. Every Tuesday, Tony will come and going to give you lessons.
I'm seeing a theme over here about
yes,
commitment.
She taught me to follow through. You got to finish that year. After that year, I was, thank God, playing some tunes, doing some stuff. It was pretty good, and it worked out. It worked out, and thank God for my mother's determination. And, like, a lot of parents would say, listen, come on, Mommy Bosch, chill out. He's just a seven-year-old. Let him. He doesn't like the instrument.
You grew up in Flatbush?
Yeah, we grew up. Then I was living in Bar Park. Now my mom lives in Flatbush.
All right. So in Bar
and
Park.
She
you're
taught
playing
me.
The flute.
She gave me an amazing
life. Can't be many
flautists
in Borough Park.
No, not many at all. It was I did a lot of volunteering
good job,
then.
Flautist.
Flautist.
That was like good. That? I'm impressed with you.
Like
flautist.
Right?
Good
sure
word.
Impressed?
Yeah, yeah. Also, the accent helps it out, you know? Flout.
Okay. So how do you go from flout to sax?
So I was volunteering for about 2.5 years. I used to go play for a lot of sick people in hospitals. And there seemed to be
I forgot that to mention that. Sherry, in the middle of the L'chaim, as they're singing away, there's a child, and I have a special needs child, so I certainly have a special place on my heart for the special needs community. There's a child in a wheelchair, I believe.
He was my camper.
From Haas Camp.
Yes, I took care of this boy for 2 years.
Right, and you lifted him onto the stage. It was,
yeah.
I was bawling.
He's such a special. Shout out to Chaim Leiby. Great kid, great kid. I love Chaim Leiby.
You don't understand. It was unbelievable.
I love Chaim Leiby. He's such a special,
right.
Holy kid.
You're lifting up a wheelchair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Okay, back to the story.
Back to the
so
story.
So how do you get to the sax?
There's this common...
The sax, Sherry.
The flute and the sax are a little bit similar, and they go together. And at around 14 years old, I got introduced to saxophone. I bought one. We rented one, and then I bought one.
Wow.
And it's been an amazing journey. I love the two instruments. I'm a little bit better on flute than I am on sax,
really?
Even though I play sax most nights.
And today, that's your gig.
That's
you're a full-time
my jam.
Musician.
Thing,
that's
yeah.
my jam.
And you play with a lot of bands, right?
I do. That's my job. 5 nights a week.
So tell me
weddings,
some of the singers, some of the bands that you play with, some of the venues that you play. And also, I wanted to ask you that I've noticed over the past few years that I think the Jewish music scene, as the Jewish world grows, and as I think social media has democratized platforms for distribution, sounded very professional, right? I've noticed that from music, you know, the professionalism, I saw this with Benny and Eighth Day, the aesthetics, the quality of, you know, of the music video, it's just gone to a whole other level.
It gets better
level.
And
it's
better.
It's incredible.
Always,
it really
yes.
is.
The Jewish community generally strives. They like fresh things. They like to,
right.
to get things exciting.
Takes a while, but when
yes.
they get there, right.
I believe there's just so many events all the time. So
right.
people
and
try
they like to party.
Yes.
I mean, we like to, let's be honest, we like music, we
and
like song.
And when Rabbi Simcha throws it down, he likes to get the new guys.
And
you want to
hear something nice?
You know?
It says, when language aspires to the transcendent,
ooh.
And the soul longs to break free of the gravitational pull of earth, it modulates into song.
Modulates, good word.
Music is
Sharon
the language of the soul. You like that?
Music is the language of the soul.
Not
I
my words.
Very, very much believe
Professor,
that.
Professor, Rabbi, Lord
what
Jonathan
what do you think about
Sachs
that, Sharon?
I definitely
printed it
relate,
out.
I definitely
right?
relate to that.
So who do you play with?
I am a freelance saxophonist, so
okay.
Whoever has a wedding that night, whichever band, one-man band or singer...
So who have you played with? Just give me some
I've
names.
I played with basically everybody. My very first gig was at 9 years old. And that was with Lipa Schmelzer. He was hot stuff then.
He's still hot stuff.
And
kidding me?
Lipa Schmelzer, he brought me onto the stage.
Shout out, he's a big fan of the show,
big
by the way.
Big shout out,
he's
Lipa
probably
Schmelzer.
Listening.
Remembers this
LP,
little kid.
We love you, brother.
LP.
Lipa.
LS.
Sherry's a big fan of Lipa Schmelzer. Can't get enough.
Rami's played with so many people. He's played with
Everybody, I'm good boys with Barry Weber. He's an amazing kid.
Barry's amazing, comes
to my shul.
He's a good kid.
When he's
yid.
In Willie, he comes to me.
He's yeah. You gotta have him around. You gotta keep him around. I really enjoy working with Barry Weber a lot. I love working with Mordechai Shapiro. That guy's got some vocal chords that'll blow you away. He's got that gospel feel a little bit, you know? He's young, he's fresh.
Yeah, he's like the new kid on the block,
he's
right?
He's the new kid on the block, but he's been around.
He's very skilled, he's very skilled.
He was on that choir.
Miami Boys Choir
for many, many years. So everybody knows him. Everybody, you know?
Well, like, your wedding was also a bit of a Jewish Woodstock. So who played at the wedding? The chuppah, right? You had the Yoel.
Yaeli Leibowitz.
You had by the Chasna, you had Barry, right?
Yeah.
Moishi Guitar.
Woof.
Right?
Knows
I know
what's
the
up.
Guys.
Knows
I
what's
know.
Up.
It's the crew, yeah.
The crew. Shout out to
next
Moishi.
Next level.
And yes, we had our friend Chemi Sobelman on drums.
So how do you guys meet? And by the way, Sharon Shandy, what did I call you? Sharon Shandy?
You can choose however you feel in the moment.
What about her musical journey growing
right.
up?
Right. There you go.
Here we go.
Mine's
the
lot
mic.
Less interesting, but yeah, when I was younger, my whole family took piano lessons except me because I had this like stereotypical view in my mind of what a piano person is, and I didn't want to be that. So even though now I love piano, but at that time I was like 11 years old, and I said, I want to play that red shiny guitar, electric guitar. Everyone's like,
the
oh.
one that they tried to sell me.
Yeah, that same one, you know. Everyone's like, oh, you have to start with acoustic guitar. And I was like very adamant that I was going to play electric guitar. I took some lessons for a few years playing guitar. I actually made a band when I was in high school, a girls band. We called ourselves Faux Real, Faux spelled F-A-U-X.
Yeah.
You know, we were like this little
punk
rock Jewish girls band. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Silent X is
we
where
played
it's
at Camp Simcha, Camp Kaylee, and there's not much you can do with a Jewish girls band if you try to keep the Kolisha thing. So, yeah.
I don't know about that, by the way. There's huge groups today. I have a good friend. Oh, I'm blanking right now. What's
blanking
her
right
name?
Now.
What? Esther Friedman.
Yes.
She's out there. She's singing for groups. So, but I do hear what you're saying. I do
it's
hear
difficult.
The
it's a big commitment.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge. I understand.
Especially at a time where, like, you know, we were in like 11th and 12th grade, and then from there, everyone just goes to do their own thing. So
how do you guys meet? Did someone think, oh, he's got the sax, she's got the
red
guitar?
It's actually a pretty good story.
Oh.
So I'm on a cruise ship.
Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. I'm on a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean, far from the United States.
Mamish?
It's warm. It's January 2018, and it is warm. It is so good. I'm tanning.
He's got flip-flops.
I am running around with Barry, with Benny Friedman.
Oh, is it Jewish,
this is a Jewish cruise.
Costa Rica.
Shout out to them for bringing us out two years in a row.
Hear that, Sherry? Costa Rica.
It's Thursday night. It's the last
day
of the week.
By the way, I just want to tell Costa Rica that I'm available for Passover gigs.
Yeah.
I just want to get a Pesach gig. That's all. I wrote three books.
Costa Rica is
I'm
where it's
trying.
At.
I want to get a gig.
I'm available for the Costa Rica podcast.
I just
want to
get
yes.
on. I saw Matt K's Insta stories. I want to get on that Pesach resort gig.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell my synagogue Seacrest out because I'm in. Okay. What are we talking about? Okay. You're on Costa Rica.
I'm on Costa Rica.
Flip-flops.
I'm in flip-flops. It's Thursday night. Last dinner night of the week.
Party in the USA.
They bring him to play.
They bring me to play. I did my two shows. I had a blast.
I know we're going here.
It's like the January.
Shandy's on the boat.
I am not.
Close. My friend said she would be on the
boat.
It's
going to be a love boat situation over here.
That would have been nice.
By the way, Sherry, you remember the Love Boat?
I love that show. I'm serious. I do. We need to get back to their story, but I'll talk about how I was basically raised on 70s television.
He's rolling under the table
90s.
Right now. Rabbi Simcha, come on. Get out of the table.
The
come on.
Love Boat. Okay, by the way, Sherry, note to the editor. I want to end with the Love Boat.
Okay, got it.
All right, back to the story. Okay, you're on the Love Boat.
It's Thursday night. Me and Benny Friedman made a couple of l'chaims. It's Thursday night. You got a fabring. And we're hopping around the dining room.
Benny Friedman was a guest, by the way, on the Hip Sync podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oof. Shout out to Benny.
We don't just have anyone on this show. I mean, we do now. But okay. So you're on the boat.
Let him tell the story.
Sorry.
I'm running around waving a towel with him singing Chabad Nigunim.
Waving a towel?
Yeah, it's Thursday night. You know how it is. Come on, you're Chabad. You know what? Anything goes.
It's waving a towel? All
yes. Right. So Shaney's cousin's on the boat. Oh, ha ha. So Shaney's cousin sends her husband and says, come. I go over at her. She says, by the way, are you dating? So I said, listen, you know, I don't know. If you think you know
you either know or you don't
know. I'll tell you, if you know the kind of funky girl that can handle me, then yes, I am dating. Okay. So she says, all
right. Shaney's giving you the eye right now. I just want to put it out there.
My cousin sees this crazy guy right. that plays the saxophone right. and says, hey, I want to set my cousin up.
Towel in one hand, sax in the other.
Yeah, right. You know, so.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about me, but.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there's a shidduch happening. There's a shidduch
okay,
happening.
Okay, so your cousin made the shidduch.
Yes. So my cousin made the shidduch.
Okay.
Now.
Next.
Next step. I get this like name, resume thing, but right. I should actually backtrack about a month before this story happened. I all of a sudden became infatuated with the saxophone. I got to learn how to play the saxophone.
This?
There's this instrument that reminds me of like, you know, because you breathe into the sax, kind of reminded me of like a voice, like you're able to like, I love the breathiness of the sax. Never in my life did I even care. Exactly. He still never played that for me.
Careless whisper.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's so mean,
I wake her up with that every Sunday, no? Yeah. Come on, Sharon.
Be real.
Tell him.
Be real on live podcast. Okay, so.
All right.
So, yeah, so I'm like,
I
okay.
got a throat thing, by the way, so if I cough, just deal with it.
All right.
Sorry,
feel
mixer.
Feel better.
If I cough, it's not me, it's the M train.
Tell the story.
Okay, so.
You got a thing for the saxophone.
I got a thing for the saxophone. It's random. It's new. It's brand new. And I decided I'm going to buy a saxophone, but it was just too expensive. So I actually borrowed one from Chai Lifeline. They have it, like, they use it as a prop. And I borrowed a saxophone. And I was
seriously?
Gonna, yeah, and I was going to learn saxophone. Then.
Wow.
I get this, like, resume, picture, whatever, of the saxophone dude. And
he's
like,
holding a saxophone in the picture?
No, not in my shit
picture. You go on Instagram and you can see everything.
Oh,
you know
it's not Instagram. And you're like,
yeah, I'm like
hell
oh.
no.
And I was like, oh, like the only reason I want to date him is because he has a saxophone. He's
right.
my teacher. Like, that's my teacher. And I was like,
you hear,
oh,
this? You hear this?
Free lessons.
It's yeah.
Not, she's smart.
Yeah, but I was like burnt out like at that point
right,
from dating.
Burnt out dating. Okay.
And I was like, you know what? It's
Sherry,
just
you get burnt out dating? Okay.
Not. Moving worth
on.
It.
Okay.
I'm not gonna date him just for saxophone. I know I'm not even gonna talk to him about saxophone. It's not gonna happen. You go
okay.
on these like shidduch dates and like you meet for a few hours and whatevs. So
can I just one thing, Sherry, you're familiar with what a shidduch date is?
I've been following the shidduch Instagram. Have you guys read that?
No. How's that work
so
out?
It's so funny. So apparently there's someone who wants to make a shidduch app. So like a Tinder for shidduch, apparently.
That's J-Swipe.
J-Swipe
no, don't,
yeah.
They have J-Swipe. Check that
well,
out.
Well, they want to make another one.
Oh.
Now, I don't think that it's actually in development. I think someone is just
more
running
of a parody.
This.
It's a parody.
Yeah, so they're just running
it,
this
yeah,
social
it's
media
edgy.
Thing
it's edgy.
About
oh,
it.
If something's edgy for the rabbi.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And there's a lot, as a secular Israeli, American, Canadian that
Jewess.
Yeah, doesn't know a lot
love
of.
Boat.
I'm kind of like relearning about Jewish life through this podcast.
That's
right.
Pretty dope.
That's why. So, Sherry, the shidduch.
So, we're
is,
up to the shidduch's part.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Shidduch is a suggested marriage partner.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I was being terse and blunt, I would. It's certainly not an arranged marriage, but certainly
blind
it's,
date.
It's a blind date. It's
straight
like
up.
You two have things in common.
But it's
you
a
like
blind
the saxophone.
Date for
he
marriage.
Plays this, I mean, with
yes.
the purposes
yes.
of getting
very
yeah.
focused on
and,
marriage.
And I guess in the more Haredi, in the more I guess right wing Jewish communities, the amount of dates is a little less, and to the left, it's a little more. I guess I'm
yeah,
you know,
but when you
I
like,
was somewhere in the middle. Okay,
when you go on a shidduch date, everyone's thinking about marriage. Yeah.
Right, there's tachlis. It's dating with a purpose. That's the point.
Got it.
Okay. So, next.
Where are we up to?
You want
to
get the saxophone
You get
lessons.
The resume.
Get the resume.
So me and my
like,
parents...
There's no point going out. I'm burned. I'm jaded.
Yeah. So me and my parents decided... This is a Thursday. We decide, okay, so we're uninterested. We're not interested.
Oh, so you give him a no.
And we're going to give him a no. But
wow.
because we all felt like a little bad, we're like, okay, we'll just say no on Sunday. Just procrastinating. Like, it's just, you
kick
know.
The can down the road.
Yeah, we're just going to say no
or
on
kick
Sunday.
The rummy.
Again, so why... Is it because of the sax thing or what?
Sax was the only thing I liked.
Oh, that was it.
The only thing she liked about it.
She was but just how in it for the sax.
Yeah. I was in it for the sax.
I can't even edit that. It's too good. Too good to edit.
Hipson Rabbi. Wow.
Okay, so you're in it for the sax.
I was trying to be responsible, and if I genius, felt like it wasn't going to go anywhere, I was just like, never mind. I'll just reject him, but I'll reject him on Sunday. You know, I pushed it off.
Right.
That night, Thursday night, I have a wedding.
Uh-oh.
Let's switch the mic to a roomie.
I happen to have been working every night for the last few weeks before that wedding. Then I have one Thursday night off. I'm supposed to be at home.
You guys got to know, he's booked like right now. It's what's the date? We're in May.
Right.
He's booked for January 2020. Like, he is booked. He has every single night he's gigging besides for like random
Baruch
times
Hashem.
Like Spiro.
Thank you, Hashem. Yeah. And so I'm supposed to be chilling at home that
right.
night.
It's somebody cash. I'm guessing it's cash, right?
Not always.
Well, the IRS is listening, so.
There's 1090 is involved. Yeah. Barry's doing well, right?
I hope so.
I tried to get it out of Betty Friedman.
Let's move on with the story.
Okay, so he
by the way,
tell
Sherry
me
has like a stopwatch.
Yeah. I'm here to roll
along. Okay, so red.
You're off that night.
I'm off that night. Right. I get a last minute call. Tell me, are you available tomorrow night? I said, well, happens to I am. You know, and I like, yo, come on. I'm usually not available at last minute like that. Oh, I show up to this
2020
wedding. That's okay. Right, till 2020, 2020 right. Vision. I show up and Shaney's there. Like, yo, what are the chances? Shit.
You knew?
Yeah, we saw each other's pictures.
I saw.
Okay, you checked.
I stalked her.
The profile.
I stalked her. She stalked me. She by mistake liked one of my Instagram posts.
Oh.
It was an accident.
Okay.
No one likes it by accident.
Ooh.
But keep going with the story.
All right.
And I was having a tough time deciding whether I should say something to her or not because I had a rule.
Wait, so you're playing and you look up and you see Shaney.
I see Shaney, literally.
You
just,
got the
I'm
sax
playing
in one hand.
I'm
you look
with
up
both hands and I'm in the
sax
middle of
in
playing.
Sax both hands in his mouth.
I'm
you know
playing a solo right now and she walks right past me in
wow,
the front.
Wow, that's intense.
And I was like, oh, shoot.
And did you know he was going to be on the sax?
No, I had no idea. But right when I got there, you know, he was
right
there
when you walked in.
He was there. He was playing saxophone.
Carson's Tisch. Where was he?
I missed that part.
Okay, fine.
So this was dancing. After the first dance, I make sure Shaney sees me coming. I head straight for her. I walk through the ladies section and I say, yo, girl, how
that
you
is
doing?
That's not what he said.
Okay, that's not what I said.
She
but I was
said,
like,
security. Okay. No, so what do you say?
I say, hey there.
You walked straight. You did that?
She knew
he
I was.
She walked right up to me. Yeah,
just
I
no shame.
I had to.
No pride.
I felt straight over.
That's actually what I like about him.
I felt it was the right thing
and
to
what'd
do.
What did you say? You said
I was total tunnel vision, so I can't actually remember what I said, but it was something along the lines of like, "Hey, I heard you play a mean guitar. Can I get you to play some solos? Like, come on, get up there and shred."
And I was like, absolutely not. It's never going to happen.
She said, quote, I need a rehearsal for a year.
I think what I'm hearing is he had a little swagger.
Yeah.
Had a little charm, a little chutzpah, and you like that.
He came over to me in the middle of the wedding. We literally had a 1 or 2 minute conversation. I thought he was very charismatic. And right after the fact, I was like, wow, that was really bold. Here's a guy that's like going to go after what he
your
wants.
Your parents are very quiet. They're very understated.
Parents.
Yeah, my parents, they just don't talk.
Only
to
one
anyone
of them.
Right, right. I don't think I've met two bigger characters. Sherry, you got to meet her parents.
Most
we got to get
epic
them on the podcast.
Yeah, that's the next one.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, definitely. Okay,
both
notes
of our parents, Mommy Bosch
you'll
and
the
Brian
the
parents, so are just amazing people.
Shout out
to Mommy
out
Bosch.
Really, good people.
Shout
good
out to
people.
Mama and Abba Brian.
So you liked the chutzpah, so then you figured I'd give them a shot.
Yeah.
Give him a shot at the title. Okay.
Yeah, and we went on a date. We went
first
on a
date
lot of dates.
First date was where?
First
who,
date.
What, where, when, why?
Ooh, first date was interesting.
First
Shane
date
is
was pretty. Oh, first date was really interesting. First date, he's
really?
Like, he's like, oh, where are we going to go? Whatever. We start driving. I took him to like a cool view, and then we start passing by Jacob's office, my boss, Beam Architect, Jacob
right
Goldman's office.
She says, oh, I work here.
And I'm like, yeah, I work here. And he's like, oh, yeah, like, can we go in? Do you have the keys? I check my coat pocket. Sure enough, I have the keys. So I'm like, you know what? Come in. I show him the work I'm doing. We go into my office. It's like, what time was it? It was like 9, 10.
Yeah,
9
it was late at night.
It was late at night. It was like really weird to be there. I was like praying that my boss won't be there.
Right.
And
he walks in.
And what? So I have this like Amazon package there. Okay. And Remy's like, oh, Sharon, Amazon package. Can I open it? I was like, oh, no. You cannot open that package.
And I begged and begged and begged.
Now, why did why did I not want him to open that package? In that package.
What was in the package, Sherry?
What was it?
Calm down.
At my office was saxophone reeds. Now, I was trying, right? I was trying to learn the saxophone. So I had ordered reeds, and he was never going to see that. And I wasn't going to talk to him about it, because if I tell him I'm into the saxophone, he's going to be like, ha, you stalking me, you love me, whatever.
Saxophone reeds.
Saxophone reeds.
What are the chances?
I'm like, yo, girl, what's this about?
He just froze. He was like, really? He was like, but you didn't know we would come here. I'm like, no. Wow. I didn't.
This is very like divine providence.
Yes.
Right?
Then her boss walks in.
Okay. Oh, then my boss.
Oh, the boss walks in.
I'm still embarrassed. He's a great guy.
He's like, what are you guys doing? It's 10 o'clock at night. You know.
Okay, so it sounds like you hit it off.
Yes.
This was a match.
Yes.
Match
yes.
made in saxophone heaven. And
we got married. Sam Ash. in August we got married.
Right. August 2nd.
So tell a little bit, and also if you don't mind, do you have earphones, Sherry? Because I want you to play a little bit of your new acoustic song.
A cappella.
Ooh, a cappella.
Close enough. The a cappella song.
Yeah.
Yes.
For Sherry.
We have a new single out, guys.
It's mind blowing. I want to give a review. It's going to blow your mind. So a couple more questions. Firstly, now that you're married, did you know off the bat you were going to do songs together?
Not at all.
And so how did a couple of, just to tell the listeners, that Shandy and Avrami have now an Insta handle called A Couple of Bashes.
A Couple of Bashes.
And they sing primarily Jewish songs, inspiring Jewish songs, centered around the Chagim and Shabbos and the holidays. And you do parody songs, right? There's like a parody stuff going on over here.
What was that? It's a cover. It's called a cover.
Okay, I don't know. I don't have the lingo, okay?
Sometimes we do parody themes.
You do parody themes.
Sometimes.
So what's the new one
that I
listened to the other day? What was it?
Okay, we did.
Because I feel like I know that song, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's the song?
Attention by Charlie Puth is the original song.
So how does that go? Avrami, how's it go?
Avrami, how does it go?
You just want attention. I knew from the start.
He's bad with lyrics.
Yes, I need my teleprompter.
Are you afraid he's going to like sue you? That's kinda...
No, YouTube has great licensing. They cover you.
We're being responsible. We're getting everything we need.
Yes, so you're responsible, I always get a license for my songs.
Avrami is responsible.
Okay, fine.
And I'm like, can we go to sleep now?
So explain to me how did the music come together for Couple of Bashes.
We made one video once. We were out. We were like, you know, taking pictures of Avrami and his saxophone, and we brought along the ukulele, and we made a quick Shabbos song. We sang Shabbat Shalom to like a Bob Marley song. We put it on Avrami's Instagram, and then like it was blowing up. People were like, you guys have to open your own page. You guys got to do this together. Yeah, it was like bigger than insert reference here, Rabbi.
It was bigger than Miley.
Okay. So we opened up our own account and people loved it.
Yes, people just right away were like, why hasn't this been around more? Like, you guys need to do this. So we started.
I think you have competition, by the way, because my wife is very into this couple in Israel.
Yes, we've
right?
heard of them.
Yonina.
Right? There's a husband and wife in Israel.
Yes, they're
and my
excellent.
Wife is always like, look at these two. And now whenever she says that, I'm like, look at A Couple of Bashes. And I just throw it back at her. So I am team Bashes. And yes. It's taking off, right? People are talking about
it. We've heard great things about Yonina. We've seen a video or two of them.
Forget about
They're
Yonina.
So
I'm
talented.
Talking about the Bashes.
A Couple of Bashes.
Maybe
yes.
You could do it together. You could do duet. Maybe.
Yes.
So what's next for the Bashes? And what's next?
So we're still coming down from the
where
single.
Where is this going? Oh, you got it. Yeah, you got it. Sherry, you listening to it?
Well, we're going to play it
Okay,
all
fine.
Right, we're going to play it at
all
the
right,
end.
Yeah.
Stay
the
tuned
end.
For the single song.
Stay tuned for the, yeah.
So, we don't
it's
have...
It's just an epic outlet. It's really awesome for us to connect this way. We feel like it's a unique language that, you know, we can speak to
right.
each other and to others. People
right.
people like to just see people being happy and making music. And
right.
It gives, like, sometimes we're like, let's make a video right now. And, like, we sit down, we, like, pull our instruments out, and we just do it. We feel good. It means, like, it's just a motivation for us to play, to
right.
be honest.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And to get serious for a second, how has the music helped you in your spiritual life, your spiritual growth? Is that, you know, sort of part of your avoda?
It very much is. We're always so thankful to Hashem that we have this language that we could speak and understand and really connect. Like, we bond over music, you know? Sometimes she plays a song, like, by her own. She'll just sit down at the piano and I'll listen. And it's really beautiful. It's really amazing that she could do that. And we could, you know, yesterday I just randomly played, got my sax out. I had to do a recording and I woke her up from her afternoon nap with like a blaring saxophone.
Don't tell him about my afternoon nap.
After you just 5 graduated. Years of architecture,
you tell
you're
her.
Entitled Thank to you. All the afternoon
tell
naps.
Her, Rabbi Simcha.
I just want to let you know that after 5 years of architecture, you should not be waking her up with saxophone.
I loved it.
But,
I loved it.
Really?
Yes, I love Beautiful. It. I love it. I love when he plays. And he's
Does
right.
Does he play the flute for you?
He plays the flute. He doesn't play for me so much, but he plays it a lot.
Together.
And you still are you still involved with the special needs community?
Not as much. It's tough to find time, especially when I'm working nights. Right. And I do try to keep up.
We go down sometimes. Me and Remy once in a while will take our instruments.
This is Shani's idea. She's so amazing. Randomly, Purim night, like when everyone wants to go to the parties and have a good time, Shani says, there's so many people in the hospital right now that don't have anyone visiting them. It's Purim night.
Yeah,
and she says, let's
Purim, you know?
Go to the hospital.
So holy.
And I was so touched that she wanted to do that. And it's amazing that she's able to get herself to like give her time and like precious time. Like Purim is a precious, like you only have precious 24 hours. And we gave 4 hours of that.
But I love that we can do this together because we're as a couple, we're able to like play for the girls and we're able to play for the boys. And I just won't sing in front of the boys. But we're able to really like talk to everyone, I think. And and it's just really,
it's really, beautiful.
Really amazing to do that.
You know, I do a Shabbat service in the nursing home once a month.
That's awesome.
No, they gave me $100. But I go once a month, and I've noticed that you know the residents, many of whom don't know the name, like they're very very old, very you know that they're really you know they're struggling with dementia, many of them. Yet when we sing songs, they wake up and I'll sing like Bamir Buster Shane from Benny Goodman, and suddenly every single word Hebrew. Yeah. Yiddish, they come alive like children.
100%. It's another language. It's
right?
A different part of your
Wakes
brain
up the soul.
Or your soul. It's something totally different.
When the soul sings, the spirit soars. Another Ooh. Quote I stole from Rabbi Sachs. Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So that is something that's extremely unique to us as a couple, is that we get to play music together and work off each other's energy, especially when we go around or go outside or do a video or go to play for sick people. We have this certain energy that we bounce off each other.
Everybody connects to music. I can't, even people who don't do music.
Are you going to make an album?
We keep getting people keep messaging us, make a couple of Asha's album. It's a lot of work, and perhaps one day we'll do it. One day, maybe one song at a time.
Just think about what a legacy you're going to leave maybe for your children one day. How cool would that be? They're going to go on YouTube one day, please God, and they're going to see mommy and daddy, right?
My daddy has a fire truck. Well, my daddy has an album.
Right?
Oh, yeah, what you going to do about that?
When our children, like in a couple whatever years, they're going to look at our old social media posts. we don't have that like privilege of looking at our grandparents' like mood.
Right. My mother's Instagram is blank. There's like one picture there of a lighthouse. Come on, Ma. Step it up.
Right. It's a whole different language, whole different medium. Yeah. Okay, so to close things off, I just want to say a couple more things. Firstly, what's next for Sharon Shandy in terms of architecture? Because you've graduated now. You've got to get licensed. You've got to get out there. So where are we going with the architecture?
Where are we going? I am really excited to work in the architecture field. And I want to move towards licensure. I want to, like, you know, to get your license, you have to have a certain amount of hours. I believe it's about 2 or 3 years of work. And you also have to take 6 very, very intense exams.
Right.
It's like, I think people average it from graduation to license, it takes about 10 years. Hopefully I can do it in less, but at the same time, you know, me and Avrami, we hopefully want to have children soon.
Amen.
And so, yeah, we'll see.
Amen.
We'll see.
Ben Zachar.
But I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited to be an architect. I want to build things. I want to open my own firm one day.
Ambitious.
Yeah.
Ambitious.
She's very successful. Shandy's going to be extremely successful.
She is already.
She is already.
Okay. Avrami, what's next for you? Where are we going with the music?
We are continuing to make good vibes, good energy, making sure the party rolls on and everyone is dancing till their feet hurt.
Wow. And how can my many listeners primarily David Silvera in Manchester, England.
David Silvera, Manchester,
wait,
England.
Can we just discuss
Asia?
Asia from Teaneck.
You know Asia? Asia Cohen?
No.
Yoga by Asia.
I just like the concept of Asia from Teaneck.
Asia from Teaneck.
Interesting story.
It's like a continent inside.
I met Asia in the Pratt cafeteria, and it's been a very beautiful journey. Cool. And shout out to Asia and Evan,
Asia.
Her husband, and kids.
Woo woo!
Kendall. Asia, Evan,
how are you doing
Kendall
that?
Yeah, sing a song for Asia and Evan.
Asia and Evan.
The Asian and Evan.
Asia, okay. Asia and Evan.
Asia and Evan Cohen. Yeah. Good people. Love them. Love them.
Play the song.
Yeah, okay, so finally, how can my many listeners all over the world find you, swipe you, like you, follow you, support you?
Well,
what are the handles?
We're basically just on Instagram. That's okay. The
majority
truth.
And Facebook,
like, that's
and
where
YouTube.
We post art. We have a lot of 1 minute clips of us just jamming out to different songs. That's where you'll find us, like, if you want to get to us. We do post randomly on YouTube once in a while. When it's a little bit more professional, we put it up on YouTube. So you can
by
find
the way,
us.
The last song had a really dope video, by the way. Who made the video?
Thank you. I made the video.
Shandy
really?
Made the yeah, entire
yeah.
video.
It was very Maccabee. Esque.
Yeah, it was very acapella-esque.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yes.
That was like
yeah.
for the Sphera, right?
This is
yeah,
extremely
Sphera,
high
yeah.
quality, by the way, Rabbi.
Go to be honest, right? Right before Lagba Omer, I just start to go nuts with the whole like acapella.
Yeah, really your beard's getting out of control.
That's when we all
also.
Start
just,
listening to podcasts.
Honestly,
that's when we all start.
Just, I'm just done with the Maccabees, okay? If I hear that song one more time, whoa,
I don't
forgot
know
how it goes.
One.
It's like number 9.
When you can't know.
Whatever. Okay.
Number 9.
So number 9, as the Beatles say. Sherry, what do you think of a couple of bashes? You're watching it? You're looking
we're
at it?
We're about to play it.
Okay, so we're gonna close out.
Quick insight into the song.
Okay.
This song originally came from a joke that we...
We should explain a certain line in the song that nobody gets besides
yes,
us.
Yes. Well, a lot of people got it, but it's not so
line.
Obvious.
Explain
there's
the
a certain line. I have a great joke to tell you. How do you know that you're not allowed to say thank you on Shabbos?
How do you know? Because my wife told
Yom Shabbosin Ein Lishkoach.
Wow, very yeshivish.
So Shkoyach.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
For David Silvera.
So we decided to make a song.
What does Shkoyach mean?
Shkoyach means thank you in like Yiddish / yeshivish. So we decided to turn that into, like, incorporate it into our song.
So how do you know on Shabbos you say no thanks?
Because Yom Shabbos and Ein Lishkoach. That's it.
That's beautiful.
So that's in our song,
look
and
that.
We
little,
sing
little Devatar
the rest of
over
it.
Here.
Yona Matzah.
No, it's a pun. It's funny.
It's beautiful. Okay, I love the music. I love what you're doing.
Check
I'm
it out, guys.
A
couple of bashes
couple
on Instagram.
A couple of bashes. You're rocking. You're crushing. It's extremely inspiring.
Oh.
And
Rabbi Simcha on
Rabbi
Instagram,
Simcha.
You just got another like.
Just got another like. I think one
boom.
Of your friends just liked me.
Boom.
Yankee
it's flowing
Abramowitz.
In. Ooh, Yankee Abramowitz,
shout out. We got him some followers.
Yes,
go.
good.
All right, Shkoyach to Yankee Abramowitz. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all of our listeners. Want to thank our producer, Sherry Barkley. Sherry, thank you for all you do. Keep that mail coming in, everybody. And that's it. This is me. By the way, this has been one of the most free-flowing podcasts we've ever done.
Free-flow.
And this is the first time, Sherry, in the history of the Hipsid podcast that we're not going to require any editing.
Wow.
So, that's beautiful.
Records right
this
here.
Will drop ASAP.
Yes.
So this is me, Rabbi Simcha, saying good night, good night.
Good night.
Ipsid the podcast is recorded and produced by Sherry Barkley and Rabbi Simcha. Make sure to like and subscribe, and see you next time.